From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington. The police chief in the southern U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, say they are attempting to talk to a gunman who continues to fire on police officers from a parking garage. He is suspected of killing 4 law enforcement officers in Dallas and wounding 7 others. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the gunman is threatening to take more lives. The chief says he also claims to have planted bombs, but their whereabouts are not known. Police have taken 3 people into custody in connection to the Dallas shootings. The shots ring out during a demonstration over what many believe was excessive force in the fatal shootings of 2 black men by police officers in 2 other states. The shooting of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota has sparked protests in several U.S. cities on Thursday. The deadly shooting is raising questions about excessive force, especially against minorities. President Barack Obama.
When people say black lives matter, that doesn't mean blue lives don't matter. It just means all lives matter. But right now, the big concern is the fact that the data shows black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents.
State and federal investigations are underway into both shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. The officers involved in those shootings are on administrative leave. A super typhoon slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast on Friday, killing at least 1 person and injuring more than 60 others. Thousands of residents had evacuated before the storm made landfall, packing winds up to 163 kilometers. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, also